Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella School Superintendent Mark Whitmer.
Again, the board yesterday at a relatively short meeting passed some important work, got the budget out of the way for next year.
Well, we are required by law to certify the budget by April 15th every year, and this has been a difficult year simply because we don't know what our allowable growth rate is going to be. The legislature has not determined it, but we still have to certify a budget, which is kind of strange, but that's the way it works. So we did do that. It is an increase of about 23 cents. One thing I would add that maybe you and I haven't talked about before, and that is the fact that I think that's going to be on the significantly low side compared to other districts around the state of Iowa. I've heard of districts being well over a dollar at this point in terms of their increase. So that doesn't surprise me one iota, but hopefully it's kind of the bad news, good news for the local taxpayer, because the bad news is taxes have to go up, and the good news is it's not nearly as much as some places. So our rate last year was $13.99. This year it'll be $14 and almost 23 cents. Most of that increase is due to a special ed deficit. We went from 210,000 to 490,000 in our deficit, and there were two issues that caused that to take place. One was the ending of some federal assistance we were receiving last year that we didn't get this year, which helped cushion the blow for us last year. So, that was certainly an asset for us. And the other thing is, over the course of the last few years, the process for identifying special ed students and establishing the weighting for those students has changed so that our kids aren't weighted as heavily as they used to be, so that we're generating less money on the part of the state and less money on the part of the federal government than we had in the past, and that causes the burden to be transferred then to the local property taxpayer. It's an area that we have really little control over. In fact, we're required by law to deliver the services, but they don't fund it to the degree that they need to in order to help us pay for those services. So we have to kind of pass that burden back on to the local property taxpayer, and I don't think most people truly understand how that works, but that is the nature of the beast. And it has changed over the last few years that really has added an additional burden to the local taxpayer as opposed to the state and federal government. So that's a whole another topic we could get into. But at any rate, that's the rate for this year. And again, we certainly hope people will be understanding of that increase, because as you might imagine, we've got costs that are continuing to go up, and not just related to personnel, but certainly there are some related to personnel that go up. And we've made so many budget adjustments over the last couple of years that we really feel if we continue to cut our costs, then we're affecting program and class size, and it's going to have an impact on the education of our kids.
And, of course, another administration hire, Pella Community Schools welcoming a new principal.
Josh Manning will be coming to us. Josh is a resident of Pella. He's currently principal in Oskaloosa. Josh and Jesse Manning, his wife. Jesse's been a guidance counselor for us in the district, and will continue to do that, although in a little bit different role, because she's been at the building that he's going to take over, so we're going to move her out of that so that we don't have a spouse supervising a spouse. But at any rate, we've known Josh for some time. He's a great young man. He'll be a great addition, I think, to our district. He's already a great addition to our community. He and Jesse are just great people, so we're excited about having Josh on board.
All right. And one more question. A decidedly partisan atmosphere at the State House right now, here and nationally as well. Have you ever seen a problem like this where they could not come to an agreement on school funding this late in the game?
I don't know that I have, to be honest with you. And again, I'm not picking sides here, because I think both are stubborn.
Sure.
At this point, I understand the premise on both parties from both parties' perspective, but I also know we're the ones they're playing with here, and it's kids and the programs that we deliver for kids that are being impacted by this. And I guess I'm disappointed. But I don't have a whole lot of control over that, so we're going to have to live with whatever decision they make, if they make a decision, and whenever they make the decision. But I just hope they do it soon.
Sure. Well, Mr. Whitmer, thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
No problem, Shayla.
Again, that was our guest, Pella School Superintendent Mark Whitmer, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com, under the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather and meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.